Chapter 1, Section 3, Sports and Recreation. As you read, look for the types of outdoor recreation found in Alabama, the different levels of team sports, the different types of sports to watch, vocabulary terms, destination, whitewater. What do you daydream about? Are you thinking about being on the soccer field? Or is your mind on the parallel bars in gymnastics? Maybe you are thinking about the boating fun that your family had last summer. Or you could be looking ahead to the football games you will go to this fall. Alabama offers plenty of sports and recreation choices. You can be part of the action or just watch. Recreation. Alabama has many outdoor places for you and tourists to enjoy. There are lakes, rivers and streams, and the Gulf Coast. There are also forest and wide open spaces, perfect places for all types of outdoor recreation. These places make our state a popular destination, the end of a trip, for tourists. These visitors like to go camping, fishing, hunting, and boating. These activities are popular with Alabamians, too. On the water. Some of the most popular outdoor activities in Alabama are canoeing and kayaking. The state has many streams and rivers ideal for these uses. Alabama offers everything from flat floating to exciting white water, fast-moving water, rapids, river trips. The Alabama Scenic River Trail is 631 miles long. That makes it the longest canoe river trail in any single state. The trail begins at the Georgia-Alabama state line on the Coosa River and ends at Fort Morgan. It takes at least 30 days to canoe the entire trail. Alabama's lakes, rivers, and seashore attract anglers, people who like to fish. Many kinds of anglers find good fishing in Alabama. Catfish, bass, trout, and deep-sea fishing are all popular in the state. Hiking and camping. Hiking is very popular in Alabama. Two favorite trails are the Chief Ladiga Trail and the Natchez Trace Parkway. The Chief Ladiga Trail is a 33-mile-long rails-to-trails path. This former railroad track is paved for use by hikers and cyclists. The smooth surface travels through Cleburne and Calhoun counties in the Talladega National Forest. The Chief Ladiga Trail connects with the Silver Comet Trail in Cedartown, Georgia. Together, the trails are over 100 miles long. They are perfect for hiking, walking, bicycling, rollerblading, and dog walking. The scenic Flint Creek Trail in the Bankhead Forest is an easy hike. Its trails are part of the Natchez Trace system. Bird watchers and nature lovers will enjoy visiting this spot. Many of the people canoeing, fishing, or hiking in Alabama are also camping. They can choose from state parks and historic sites. There are also many private campgrounds. There is a state program called Forever Wild that buys land for public recreational use. It has preserved 209,874 acres of wild and natural areas in the last 20 years. But there is more to do at state parks than camping, fishing, and hiking. They are also good places to explore caves and study nature. You could also have a picnic or just relax. You can do many of these things in city and county parks, too. Golf. Because of our state's good climate, golfers can play year-round. The state has many fine golf courses. Whether you are male or female, young or old, Alabama has a golf course for you. The Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail is huge. It was the largest golf course building project ever tried. With 468 holes at 11 sites, the courses cover Alabama from north to south. Sports. People in Alabama are wild about sports and sports teams. On almost any day of the year, Alabamians are playing some kind of organized sport. Choose your favorites: golf, soccer, baseball, football, softball, gymnastics, basketball, swimming, volleyball, horseback riding, or track and field. There are teams at all levels. Schools have teams and cities have sports programs. There are also private leagues. Then there are just teams made up of the kids in the neighborhood. Team sports are often connected with schools. Does your school or the local high school have a team? You can also find team sports at colleges and universities. Many of Alabama's college-level teams play before huge crowds. Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa holds over 100,000 people, and at every Auburn home game, Jordan-Hare Stadium fills with more than 85,000 fans. Alabama also has professional baseball teams such as the Huntsville Stars, the Birmingham Barons, the Montgomery Biscuits, and the Mobile Bay Bears. Fans enjoy watching these teams and cheering for them. Auto racing. Automobile racing is also very popular in Alabama. Stock cars, trucks, go-kart racing, pony stock, and drag racing tracks are all over the state. The Talladega Super Speedway is the biggest, fastest, and most competitive super speedway in the world. It is a NASCAR track. NASCAR is the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated. The track is 2.66 miles long and 4 lanes wide. Stock cars have reached speeds of 220 miles per hour at Talladega. Think about it. 1. Name some sports that Alabamians like to take part in. 2. Name some sports that Alabamians like to watch. 3. What is the fastest super speedway in the world? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 1. Alabamians love their state and love to have fun. They hold festivals and fairs to celebrate the wonderful places, people, food, art, and music of their lives. The fairs have rides, food, and games. People bring their farm animals, crafts, and cooking to be judged. Parts of Alabama's history can be found all over the state. Many buildings, forts, battlefields, and cemeteries have stories to tell. We need to visit these historic places to learn about our state's past. Sports and recreation are important for everyone, young and old. Our rivers, lakes, and seashores give us many chances to boat, swim, and fish. We love our sports teams, from neighborhood to professional. Young people have many chances to play on organized teams. Golf is important all over the state for recreation and tourism.